Got something to say. Brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And Surf Pro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say.
And welcome to the show. It's Ray Gustafson. Joined in studio, I have Grandmaster Smith from Ready Taekwondo in with me. How you doing, Grandmaster?
Doing fine, thank you.
Glad to have you on the show. We have a tournament coming up, a Ready Taekwondo tournament, and there's a little bit of a history and a background to it, and I'll get to that in a minute. But before we get to that, like we were talking before you came in, Grandmaster, I'm a big history buff. I've said this many times on the show. How do you know where you're going if you don't know where you've been? So I want to bring people up to speed about Grandmaster Smith and what you do with Ready Taekwondo, but then really what you do and how you got where you are today, but then how you work and help out the community. So tell me a little background about yourself, Grandmaster Smith, if you would.
Okay.
Without giving your age, because we don't want to out you on that.
I started learning Taekwondo in 1968 in South Bend, Indiana, because there were no schools around here, and I lived in Eau Claire at the time. I didn't finish my black belt until I joined the Army and was sent to Korea. And while stationed in Korea, I was able to finish my black belt and come back and get things started. Currently, I'm a ninth degree black belt, and that's as high as you can go in Taekwondo.
Impressive.
So it's been a lot of years and a lot of hard work. And having made that accomplishment, my heart is really with the at-risk youth in Benton Harbor here. And so I wanted to come back and create a school that would be state-of-the-art, that the students would be able to train and be able to train at a nominal fee, or in some cases, nothing at all. But working in the Benton Harbor area schools is where I've been able to get most of the accomplishments of the work that I do.
How long have you been working with the Benton Harbor area schools?
I started in 2007. The superintendent, Smith, at the time,
right,
called me in and said, you know, we got these problems over here. You think you can help us? And she sent us in one of the worst schools in the district, but we were able to get a lot of positive results. And so we've worked with the school system for about 10, 11, 12 years now.
That is fantastic. So before we get into it, I want to talk about how you're working with the students, but tell me a little background on Taekwondo in case anybody listening isn't really familiar with it. Taekwondo is it does more than just teaching you how to protect yourself. I mean, that's what a lot of people think it's all about. It's just, it's just so I can protect myself. But there's a whole lot more to it than that.
Yes, it is. Taekwondo originally comes from Korea. And the Korean government, they recognize it as their national sport. So it's taught in all of their schools right on through college. The emphasis, of course, is on discipline. And for the students that I'm working with, respect of authority, actually wanting to do better with school grades, less suspension, no fighting, absolutely none at all under any circumstance. Yet they have the courage to stand up to bullies and have a pretty productive school as long as they do the discipline. They will learn technique. But no discipline, no technique is just the way it works.
Break down the discipline a little bit. How do you how does it help students with discipline?
We can have a student that is not responding to authority or the system at all.
Do you see a lot of that?
We see a lot of that. And what we do is we call the student in and we say, look, how would you like to do Taekwondo during the day as a PE credit? No, then they're so excited. Yes, please, let me do that. Well, there's only one or two requirements. I've got to have a report card. That's where I need it to be. You need to stay out of trouble. So I have all these rules that they adhere to in order to be able to take taekwondo.
You get a little pushback sometimes from some of the students that you work with?
Oh, yes. We have students that we put out of the class because we don't think that they're ready to adhere to the discipline. But usually, after two or three times of getting kicked out and coming back in, they kind of come around to realize that I got to follow rules. I got to do what they're telling me here if I want to do this.
So it's a learning process, is what you're saying.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah. That's fantastic. If you're just joining us, talking with Grandmaster Smith with Ready Taekwondo about how he's been working with the community and especially specifically with Benton Harbor area schools with Taekwondo. So you connected about 10, 12 years ago or more with Benton Harbor area schools, Grandmaster, to make Taekwondo an elective in place of a PE class, or kind of explain that a little bit?
Yes, it has always functioned as an elective. And up until the recent years, we were at one point able to get into Pinnacle and enter grades and the whole nine yards. But with a lot of the more recent rules and laws, we don't do that as much. Although myself and my assistant, we are certified substitute teachers under EduStaff, which gives us a little bit better position. But the school has always been very helpful. They've not been able to pay us, but we've gotten help from places like Barron Community Foundation, the Upton Foundation, United Way helped us out for a while. So this kind of kept us able to survive. But the schools, we wouldn't walk away from the advantage of being able to do so much for those kids just because we weren't being paid. That wasn't an option. So we've turned around hundreds and hundreds of kids, and we're just really proud of that.
I applaud you for what you're doing and how you're serving the community and doing this. So the kids then that want to take this, you said in place of PE then, or part of PE in school?
The PE is somewhat limited, although there are PE instructors.
Right.
And they function. So we work with the PE instructor so that we don't take away from
sure.
the current program.
Okay.
But we just have that option that we're working with the kids.
What age group of kids are we talking about, or what grades do you work with primarily?
At MLK, these are fourth and fifth graders. Although my academy, which is down by the Burlington Coat Factory,
right.
we have ages four and up. So
and up and up and up.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So this is fourth and fifth grade primarily, and so
yes.
you've been working with the kids at MLK for quite a while now, and you've got a mm-hmm. tournament that's coming up. That if you want to see the hard work that these kids and the dedication and the discipline that these kids have learned. You've got a tournament coming up on Saturday the 18th that we want to talk about.
Yes.
Bring us up to date on that.
Yes, that tournament is set up so that the kids there at MLK will have easy access. If they can't get there, we are offering rides where we'll have volunteers that will pick the kids up. They have to be at that tournament to get their free uniform and belt. Which, by the way, an organization with Storyline Church there in St. Joe is helping us to raise some funds for the uniforms, which will help out. And I just want to acknowledge that.
Yeah.
We have a lot of people that see our work and want to support it. And this tournament is going to help us to change the lives of these kids. This type of tournament normally would be a $100 entry fee. They'd have to buy boards and other
right.
Equipment, which would be another $50.
But there's no cost for this.
Right. So this is where we can bring a really nice tournament to this area and the kids won't pay a dime.
That's awesome. So there's no cost for the students or their parents, or really if any spectators that want to come by
right.
and watch it. So the tournament is coming up Saturday the 18th. Registration, you said, is from 10 to noon, so the tournament kicks off then at noon? Is
right, that, between noon and 1, because we'll have a series of meetings with the coaches and timekeepers. Could always use volunteers, timekeepers, scorekeepers, the concessions.
Yeah, you got a concession stand open for food and drink as well. It's all being hosted by, you know, Senior Grandmaster Smith, who we're talking to. So so if you want to volunteer, or if you want to find out more information about the tournament coming up on Saturday, the 18th, how can we do that?
You can reach us on Facebook or our webpage, or call me directly, area code 269-325-2930.
And if I just searched on Google, you know, Ready Taekwondo
it'll
tournament,
pop right up.
It should pop up again. Yeah. So again, the tournament is coming up Saturday the 18th, registration 10 to noon for at MLK Auditorium. Again, just search Ready Taekwondo for more information. You can find that out. Hope you can enjoy the tournament and come out and support the kids and learn a little bit yourself. Grandmaster Smith, thank you for coming in and sharing this important information with us.
Thanks for having us.
Got something to say? Brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Got something to say? From News Talk 94.9 WFJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.